Ball smack top soil. What's up with your nigga? You ready? Alright. We got another email right here. We got a bitch writing it from the ATL. She writing in, she say, ball smack. Last week, she got invited to a comedy club by a nigga on Facebook that she don't know. A nigga on Facebook that's a comedian invited her to a comedy club, so she said okay, and she went with her nigga. Her and her nigga went to the comedy club. They sat down and it was bomb. The comedy club was tight. It was lit. Then the comedian that invited her came on stage, said a few jokes, then started going in on her nigga. Her nigga stood up and said, hey, if you keep going in on me, I'ma need that when you come off the stage. The comedian said whatever and kept going in on her nigga. When the comedian came up off the stage, her nigga was like, okay, I need that, let's go outside. I tried to beg my nigga not to go out there. He went out there, I tried to stop him, but the comedian was pleading his case, trying to say it was all in fun. Then my nigga tried to knock him out, swung wild and missed. And then the comedian stepped back, caught my nigga and knocked him out, and he was snoring. This was embarrassing, I can't believe it. I got him up, woke him up on his feet, got him back to the car. The next day, the comedian that knocked my nigga out hit me up in the DMs. Ball smack, what do you think? I don't know what to say, man. That's like unbelievable sound and shit, but I can see it. I done seen that type of shit happen before. I done seen that at the comedy club. I done seen it go both ways. I done seen it where the comedian got knocked out, and then I done seen it where one of the niggas in the crowd got knocked out. So that's crazy. I don't know what to say, man. You know, you get humiliated by a comedian in the club. You know, you're taking a hit to the manhood. I can see a nigga being like, yo, I'ma need that. But I it's bad. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a masculinity thing. How could you go on with a nigga after some shit like that? I mean, you know, a nigga could avoid that type of shit. You ain't gotta be involved in dumb shit, man. You could just, you know what I'm saying? I know the anger, your energy, your... See, man, that niggas be too emotional, man. That's emotions, too emotional. I don't know really how... All I can say is, old boy, hit you up in the DM. On some real shit, fuck it, you know, go on and holler back. You know, I don't advise it, but I understand the allure of the winner nigga hitting you up and fuck it, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's some cold shit, man, because see, niggas gotta pick and choose their battles, you feel me, man? You gotta be wise out there. I know niggas be turned up real emotional, niggas be on these various drugs and shit, niggas be lit, and you know what I'm saying? You get humiliated like that in front of your bitch. I mean, I guess, but it could have been handled it a lot better. I mean, you know, you get knocked out snoring in front of your bitch, you can't come back from that, you know what I'm saying? Let that be a lesson. Niggas, pick and choose your battles, man. Sometimes, you know, you gotta walk away. Yeah, it's bad getting humiliated by a comedian, but man, make sure you keep your game tight. Make sure you dress right. Make sure you look good before you go up in a place like that, man. You gotta be ready, man. I hope that nigga don't go back looking for that individual to kill him or nothing, because, you know, that's the next thing after this type of humiliation. You know, niggas be ready to kill each other. I mean, it's just bad. Y'all niggas, man, don't put yourself in situations like this, man. Y'all niggas, learn from this dumb shit right here, man. You know what I mean? The art of war is using your brain, man. The battle is won before the fight.